Hello and welcome to the TV Kids Summer Festival. I'm Anna Carugati, editor at large at TV Kids. And today I have the great pleasure of speaking with Cecilia Pearson, the managing director of BBC Studio Kids and Family. Thank you for being with me today. It's lovely to see you again.
Oh, thank you, Anna. It's lovely to see you. I'm really looking forward to continue our conversation.
Exactly. So since BBC Studios Kids and Family was announced, what has been the reaction from producers, talent, and the market?
It's been a really exciting time. In April, became 1 year old. Obviously, since October, it's about 6 months that we've been really out in the marketplace. And we've had a lot of very positive feedback from broadcasters, platforms, and we've had talent reach out to us unprompted with ideas. You know, all the things that you really wish for, and you want a sort of a session like we did together to be the result has happened. And there's some really exciting leads and opportunities that we're now working on and looking at with different people across the indie production sector talent, as well as broadcasters and platforms. So yeah, really, really good time.
Excellent. So talent is the fuel that keeps all of this in motion. How are you finding talent besides them coming to you, which I think is great?
Well, you know, it was very important for me that we would get a joined up group of kids and family together and get the team in the right place. And in November, Edward Barnier joined us as our head of development. So he leads our internal development team and has brought a really external look to the market and knowledge and awareness of people that we haven't necessarily worked with, both on the talent side and broadcast side. And it's working very closely with our team to get out there and find new ideas, new approaches to content, as well as talent that we hadn't previously worked with. But we've also continued relationships with talent we've been working for years with, like Jacqueline Wilson, and also brought in, you know, established writers like Nkomfa that we're working on a new idea. So it's been a bit of new and a bit of continuing what's tried and tested for us.
Excellent. And how are you working with talent to support their vision, but also craft a show that upholds the values of your unit?
I mean, I think it's very important that you give the individuals the space and the support needed to realize what the original idea was that was appealing to us, that fitted with what we needed for our slate in the first place. But then also, obviously, you know, steep them in the ethos of what we as the BBC are looking to accomplish. There is definitely one of the reasons we feel that we've gotten a lot of positive interest in what we're developing is that trust that comes with being the BBC and the values that we uphold. So it's an ongoing process and one that our team are very well versed in to be able to work with talent to accomplish and deliver.
Right. So two of the goals that you mentioned when we spoke in October were to expand animation and produce more live action shows. What progress has been made in those areas?
So we have been working very hard on our slate, and we've increased in both areas. It's still very early days. You know, as I said, Edward joined us in November, but we have things now that are coming together, and we've started to talk to partners with, we should be having things to talk about very shortly that we can announce in this area. But yeah, we've had some really good green shoots. And I'm happy with the progress.
Now, one of the biggest challenges in today's fragmented market is connecting with young viewers. Would you give some examples about how BBC Studios Kids and Family is connecting with kids?
So one of the things that was very important for us was to create a content strategy team within Kids and Family that will look at our programs and our characters and work very closely with our broadcast partners and the internal digital team and consumer products, if applicable, to make sure that we are pulling together and approaching the audience at the same time and really harnessing what we're what the characters and what the stories are about at the same time, and making sure that we're given the best opportunity for our shows to land when they launch or as they continue to connect with audiences. So it's very much about working with the broadcast partners, but then also making sure that there's consistency in how our characters are presented and that they embody the characteristics and the joy that the shows are about, so that they connect with the audience and they recognize that thread. And it's really essential for this audience as they're coming up now, in particularly in preschool, that they are able to connect and see their characters that they love and see the stories that they enjoy in many places, and that they can dig deeper and learn more and understand more. And that sort of access is important for kids today. And that's what we're working on accomplishing with our content.
Now, I understand that discoverability is also a challenge. How can you help increase discoverability of your shows?
I mean, I think it is about that consistency and being available on a lot of platforms, being ubiquitous and working with your partners to make that possible. You know, it's interesting how I think parents today and kids today, they're sort of expecting that they don't see content just as the linear image that we might originally have as the idea behind the story that we're trying to tell. They also are expecting games. They are expecting, YouTube short content compilations. And it's that consistency of delivering the characters and the stories across all those different medium and at a time where you can sort of build the perfect storm, so that you are cutting through in this fragmented environment.
Absolutely. Yes, I've heard that children are spending an inordinate amount of time in games and doing all sorts of things in the gaming world. So yeah, it's different from when we grew up.
Exactly.
For sure. What role do co-productions have in your slate? And besides sharing costs and risks, what other advantages can they offer?
I mean, we want to connect with audiences globally, in several markets. And it's really important that you have a partner that can bring that editorial input that connects, with an audience. So you don't sort of get too focused in on what you know and where you come from. Also, we work with co-production also with independent producers and, something like Hey Dougie is a co-production with Studio AKA commissioned with us with CBB. So it's those kind of co-productions as well, about finding the right partnerships to get that editorial execution, but also to think about a broader market than potentially where your original talent is from.
Now, many production companies are looking to produce more sustainably. What are the goals for your teams?
You know, sustainability is something that is core to what BBC Studios does. It's something that is written into our sort of ethos from day one of its inception. And we follow a British sustainability process called ALBERT very rigorously. I can sort of give us an example. At the beginning, when we started one of our productions end of last year, we knew that this was the last season. We've done 7 seasons. This was going to be the last. So from day one, we started to talk to different companies and charity organizations to find out what could we do with our sets, what could we do with our costumes, was there other productions that needed them? So we had a plan that we can implement even gradually through that we closed down sets. And those are the things that are essential for us, that we have that strategy from the outset in regards to our productions. But then also we look at the, travel, we look at, getting crew locally so we don't have to pay for long distance travel and things like that. So it's every single step of the way, everything down to what's on the craft table food-wise, that it's it's locally sourced and has a small carbon footprint. So this is something that we are very invested in. And we know that our audiences want this. This is what the, you know, it's important to kids and their families to have, you know, that sustainability part of, that's what they want out of productions and want to see happen in businesses. You know, Blue Peter has the green badge, which was introduced in 1988. And basically it is highlighting when children has done things sustainably, you know, to take care of our nature and really encouraging and sharing that with the Blue Peter community. And then they get the green badge. And, you know, this is a badge that is being shared with Greta Thunberg and Richard Attenborough as well. So they're in really fantastic company. And it's that way of making it not too difficult, not sort of out of reach, but also linking it back to, you know, a sort of a bigger world than maybe what you're thinking about when you're younger. So it's a great, great work that the Blue Peter has been doing for a long period now.
Absolutely. And making children feel that they can make a difference is huge.
Exactly.
So how has BBC Studios Kids and Family increased diversity and inclusivity, both in front of and behind the camera?
You know, before BBC Studios Kids and Family came together a year ago, this has always been a priority for BBC Children's and Children's and Education. And it's basically, we want to reflect the audience that are watching the programs. You know, that's an imperative for us. And we have been investing in securing people both in front and behind the camera that are diverse. Through talent works, through production schemes, and also writing schemes. Our long-running series, Something Special, puts children with complex and additional needs front and center, which is, you know, one way to also reach diverse audiences that is very important to us. This is an ongoing, you know, part of the way we look at content is to get a reflection of what children will see around them.
Because they all have the right to see people like themselves and their families represented in the shows they love, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No. It is an essential part to get this right. And we are ongoing working on that within BBC Studios.
So at what point in a show's life do you start to look for branding potential, you know, licensing and merchandise opportunities?
Initially, it is about finding the story and the character that is going to, you know, be compelling, that's going to connect with an audience. I think that once you're going through that development process and you feel you know what universe and what kind of story you're telling, you can sort of see if it lends itself to live beyond the screen. But you have to sort of crack the kernel, that middle of the essential pieces of the story you're telling, that has to be resolved first, and then you can move to that next step. But I think, you know, this is something that is quite natural, and, you know, that the audience wants to connect with their favorite characters. They want to be able to explore more and get to understand their worlds more and touch, feel, and play with. And that can take many forms, as we talked about earlier. It can be games. It doesn't necessarily have to be a tangible consumer product piece. But they also want to combine their characters from different shows as well, you know, in a way that they might not see if they're watching it on the screen, right? So it's giving them opportunity for more play.
Would you give some examples of working with branding partners? I'm sure you have many people knocking on your door.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, one of the we work on a global basis. We have offices in several countries around the world. And, you know, one of the great executions is of the Moose toy line for Bluey, of course. And that's something that, you know, existed within studios prior to Kids and Family, but has grown during our year. But then I'm particularly excited about the Hey Dougie live studio show. It's amazing, and it's done by Kenny Wax and Cuff and Taylor, that has brought that with Live Nation to theaters, and it's been performing incredibly well. And it's a very exciting way you can see the children connect directly with their characters that they know and love.
Absolutely. Isn't that a great thing to see that? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Those are the best moments.
Aren't they? It's kind of, I agree. Well, Cecilia, thank you for sharing all your insights. It sounds like the unit is doing some pretty amazing stuff, connecting with children, regardless of how difficult the environment out there is. Thank you so much. Well, now I hope this becomes a regular thing for us to speak every 6 months or so.
Okay. Well, that would be great. I very much look forward to coming back, Anna. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. Be well.